This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we visit with Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, who says February was very impressive for U.S. dairy exports. The main reason? China's appetite for dairy.
The U.S. exported $558 million of milk and dairy products in February. That was a record for the month of February and the largest monthly total since 2014. China's demand for waste continues to be very strong at 107 million pounds. Demand for butter has been sharply higher. We had a record month for butter and whey exports. And so that's another reason why, as we go through the spring flush, why the markets have been relatively stable here. Again, remember, I'm expecting U.S. dairy demand to be very strong this year. The export side of things has looked relatively good. We think that will continue.
He says on the other side of things, feed costs have been on the rise, but that's nothing new.
Corn prices have reached $6, and we do expect at some point soybeans to make it up to 14 and a half or 15. We've touched that $14.50 level. We just haven't gotten above it for more than a day or two. But Chinese demand has now shifted to Brazil. But this tightening supply of corn, soybean, and products will continue to pressure what we see the milk feed margin heading into midsummer. And if there's any kind of weather problem, I really can't tell you how high it would be something. I would also tell everybody that when I look back and looked at hay seedings for this upcoming season, they are now the lowest since 1908. This is before the Titanic. So if you think about when hay plantings were ever this low, American farmers are planting more corn and soybeans, less hay. This could potentially lead to shortages next winter. So we all need to pay very close attention to this feed forage relationship to our milk, because I think it's going to be the key for the next at least 18 months looking forward.
Comments from Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company, who says we're starting to see inflation creeping back into the commodity markets and the world economy.
Industrial metals, grains, cost of labor, everything is advancing. As we get more people, of course, within the workforce coming back from the pandemic, we're looking for an inflation rate of about 2.5% or 3% by the fourth quarter of this year. So for some of us, that inflation will be good. But I do want to talk to all of you thinking about interest rates. Long-term interest rates will probably be rising. So again, slowly at first, more abruptly as we head into 2022, if you're looking at refinancing anything at the farm, now is the time to get some of that done. And probably I would look to have longer coverage. By that, I'm saying 15, 20, 30-year kind of coverage if you are borrowing money. I think that's where the opportunity is in terms of rates.
As of late, been seeing some strong dairy product prices, giving hope to some strong milk prices down the road.
We've still been recommending that as you get milk above $19 a hundredweight, that should be an appropriate place to start managing some risk. Keep your eye on $19 or $19.50 as a place to manage margin, at least the milk side of things. Unless we see a big increase in cull numbers, there's still going to be more than enough milk and record production going forward.
Economist Dan Bossi is president of Ag Resource Company. Those were comments from a recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can listen to in its entirety for free at pdpw.org.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
What if I could tell you that a full-blown wildfire was going to occur tomorrow, right where you live? Tell you exactly which neighborhoods it would engulf and how fast it would do it. The first thing you would do is talk with your loved ones and make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you a wildfire will strike tomorrow, but shouldn't you make a plan anyway? Visit ReadyLA.org and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by the City of Los Angeles Emergency Management Department, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
Coming up tomorrow on our Wellness Wednesday, we'll get an update on the weather. And are we out of the La Nina pattern? Eric Snodgrass, Principal Atmospheric Scientist for Nutrient Ag Solutions, will join us. Listen for that tomorrow. And for archive programs, head to DairyRadio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.